This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Prosecutor Eric Zond in Platte County is taking questions now as two men have now been charged with involuntary manslaughter in connection with the deaths of three men last year in the Northland, in the backyard, as they were watching a Chiefs game.
Before this case could be brought. Thank you.
So was this an instance where they didn't know the cocaine was laced with fentanyl, or they knew that there was a mix of it?
Again, sadly, we'll never know the answer to that question in all likelihood. What we allege was that there was one bag that contained cocaine, another bag that contained fentanyl. The ME found that it was a combination of those two drugs that led to these men's death. And the sad part of these cases is we're not able to ask the decedents what happened that night.
Jordan Willis was referred to by friends and family for years as the chemist. Is there some belief that he was mixing this in his home?
I will tell you that the probable cause statement does not allege anything to that effect.
What's your message to these families that have waited this long for this news? Because I know this is important to our community, but at the end of the day, you have three families, children that don't have fathers anymore.
Absolutely. It's heartbreaking. It again is a reminder of the dangers of street drugs, but I had a very good conversation with family members before we met today, where they were grateful that, again, police never gave up on this case, that they continue to work it, and they're proud of the fact that we're at the point we are today where charges have been brought. Again, I caution you, it's a long way from now until a finding of guilt, and until that time, both of these defendants are presumed innocent unless until proven guilty.
You said Willis is surrendering. Is Carson surrendering as well?
Carson was arrested earlier today and is in the Platte County Jail.
Chief Graves, I have a question for you. Is it concerning for you, first of all, the length of this investigation when this person admitted to providing these drugs went on this long, and who knows how many other people could have succumbed to the drugs that he was selling, number one. Number two, what's your message to this community when it comes to the real dangers of this drug and what it can do in the small amount that it takes to take a life?
Well, in regard to your first question about the time that it takes, we have got to make sure that whatever case that we provide is the best for successful prosecution, and that's what we've done here today. Unfortunately, sometimes these cases, especially ones that is with these particular dynamics, they're hard to charge. And you'll find in throughout the United States, these cases are hard to charge. But we've done that here in Kansas City. This isn't our first time we've done this. And those who continue to bring fentanyl and other dangerous drugs into our community know that if you are distributing those drugs, you're causing harm, you will be arrested and you will be charged. Secondly, what was your second question?
Just the dangers of this drug on our streets. I mean, it takes a very small amount to take a life. And now you see three people that died over a year ago. We're given this somehow.
Right.
No telling how much more of that batch is out on our streets. But your message to people across Kansas City about the real danger of this drug.
Right. There is absolutely a danger with regard to fentanyl as well as other street drugs. Obviously, with fentanyl, it just takes a very small amount that could take someone's life. The Kansas City, Missouri Police Department not only works in that space here that culminates in the successful prosecution of this case or to getting charges today, but we're also proactive in making sure that we're out in our community providing messages of prevention. We are also intervening narcotics with our interdiction squad, but also we also have a squad that goes out on overdose deaths. That way, we are notified right there, we respond to the scene, we begin our investigation right then. And that is with living or victims that succumb to the narcotics ingestion.
And just one more question, do you guys have any idea what was taking place at this house for 3 days while these three men lay in the backyard? Do you have any understanding of what took place in those days as they were literally freezing?
Again, we can't speak beyond what's in the probable cause statement at this time. But this is a terrible, terrible tragedy. Three men are dead because of the dangers of street drugs, of fentanyl, of cocaine. And I just urge anybody who is thinking about buying drugs on the street to think twice before they do it.
All right, that is Platte County Prosecutor Eric Zond, also the Chief of Police in Kansas City, Missouri. Chief Graves was speaking at that news conference as well. The names of those who have been arrested, and this is a story that has captivated Kansas City, including the audience of this show. I've lost count how many times we fielded questions on the text line. Whatever happened to the three men who were found dead in the backyard of that Platte County home?
And questions driven by frustration. I mean, once we hit that 1 year mark, there was a lot of anger that nothing had been announced and there were no new details.
So two people have been arrested, Jordan Willis and Ivory Carson. They have both been charged with 3 counts of involuntary manslaughter, 2 counts of delivery of a controlled substance. And if you listen to that news conference, the portion we were able to bring you, they're alleging that there was cocaine at this Chiefs watch party, and there was also a bag of fentanyl. And it is, I believe, the contention of Prosecutor Zond and Chief Graves that it was the fentanyl that killed these three men, who, by the way, and the answer we didn't get today, probably won't get until this goes to trial, if it ever does. Why did it take 3 days before anybody noticed that these three men were laying dead, frozen, in a backyard? Because they're those which had girlfriends, the girlfriends were like, where are they? The guy who owned the home, who was hosting the party, he survived, but appears to have been in a daze.
Based on all the information that we have, was just hanging out in the house.
Playing video games.
When he answered the door, when police showed up, he was, I believe, in his boxers.
So that's what we got.
And the only reason they were found is because the fiance of one of the men said, where the heck is my fiance?
And then they went into the backyard and there were the three men,
mm-hmm.
All of them. Okay. If we get any more information, we'll update you. Sorry about the audio. We were pulling that offline. And I know for some of you, it was hard to hear. It wasn't loud enough. That's on us. Wish we could have brought it to you at a higher volume, but it's a big story. It's certainly newsworthy, and we wanted to bring it to you.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.